One, two, three.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, shit. Sorry. It's July, it's Edit Radio, it's Ben and Tom and Paul, and that was Wilco. What about that?
New Wilco.
Just, I woke up Thursday morning and a new Wilco album had been released while I'd been asleep, without any knowledge to the world. Just a surprise release. And it was free.
What's the general feeling about that in the room?
What about the way it was released or the album?
I think maybe about this track.
Oh, I love that track.
You love that track?
Absolutely love it.
It's a big, dumbass rock and roll piece of music.
That's good.
But it still has some experimental edge to it too. I love it.
Yeah. It seemed quite baroque.
Baroque?
Yeah, it reminded me of Antonio Corelli's Concerto Grossi. Because he uses this technique called sequence where you have a melody. I mean, it's done very simply here, but you have a small fragment of melody which is repeated many times, but starting on different pitches. So they basically have the same riff, and then they repeat it, toned down in this case. But also it sounded a little bit like the offspring of Mike Batt and Mark Bolan to me. Which is not a bad thing. No, which is not a bad thing, but you know.
There is a glam rock side to Wilco.
You're not wrong in the glam rock element of it, but sort of punk version of glam rock, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Punk, glam rock, baroque crossover.
Yeah, I liked it.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't catch the baroque thing when I was first listening to the album. It's kind of got back to, they did a great song for the SpongeBob film. Maybe I'm Just a Kid. It's got a feeling, the whole album's got a feeling of that song.
Okay,
it's a very rock and roll electric guitars album, I think.
Yeah, it's nice.
The album's called Star Wars, has a picture of a cat on the front. It's all wrong, but I think it's all going to be amazing once I get used to it, like often happens.
Who's drumming?
The great Glenn Cocci, I think, is still drumming on this album.
Yes, that's good to hear.
Yes, that's true.
Given recent circumstances.
Oh, yeah, it's not his son. No, don't worry. Hey, he's a good drummer.
Yeah.
But this is... It's not a family project.
No,
I think it's a rock and roll band project.
Yeah, it's back to the classic Wilco lineup. But yeah, great album. I love it.
How are you two? Are you okay?
Sure, yeah.
Enjoying the sunny weather?
Got something in my eye, but apart from that, it's okay.
Is it just emotion that seeing Tom and I again?
It is pretty much, yeah. I'm quite surprised at the overwhelming effect it has on me sometimes.
I feel the same way.
So another new song next, Ben, from Beck.
Yeah, this is Beck's new single called Dreams.
Come on out of your dreams and wake
Dreams by Beck, new single, and quite a contrast to Morning Phase, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slightly
good.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to his kind of Midnight Vultures era, I think. Mm.
He's having fun.
Yeah.
We did all the talking while that we were listening to that, really.
True, we had an amazing conversation about that track, didn't we?
Yeah.
Can you remember any of the details?
No, no one will never know.
It's gone now.
It's a secret.
Yeah, we said that it sounds a bit like Fame by David Bowie in places.
Yeah.
He says dreams, though, instead of fame.
Yep, that's
dreams
different.
The words fame. Are different.
But yeah, great track.
I suppose we talked a bit about how we experience music, and maybe sometimes
we did.
What we do is we look for things that already exist.
Mm. That's why we talk about influences.
Yeah.
Do we do that with other art forms?
Don't know. Do we do it with food?
Yeah.
Do we ever eat chips and think, it's a bit like those chips I had from that chip shop in Galway the other time.
They're very influenced by mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's an element of roast potatoes as well.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. It's all about how big the chip is, really, isn't it?
True.
It's about the density.
Before this goes somewhere strange. After the Wilco track, I meant to dedicate that to someone. Last month, I mentioned that we have listeners that we are aware of and named all three of them. And another one got in touch and said, hey, I listen every month. He didn't mention me. Right. So I had to say hello to Nicola. And the Wilco track was for Nicola in Oxford.
Cool.
Nicola is one of Wilco's biggest fans.
And indeed one of our biggest fans.
And
maybe the only one.
As we are of her. So that means that there's now more listeners than presenters on this podcast.
Known to us, anyway. Yeah. There could be more.
Wow, that's amazing.
But they're too embarrassed to let us know.
It's unusual.
But they outnumber us. I think that's worth having a drink or something and celebrating. So thanks, Nicola.
It's a big day.
It is a big day. What's next, Tom?
Paul's got a song next called It's Rainbow. What's this word? I need glasses.
It's raining.
It's raining men.
No, it's not. This is a Scott Walker track from Three. I think it's from 1968. And I decided this month to choose tracks just based on kind of random events that might occur to me. So I was just scrolling through Facebook and someone said, have you heard the string arrangement on this particular track by Scott Walker? It's amazing. So I thought, I'll listen to that. I thought, it's amazing.
Okay, we'll be the judge of that.
It's raining today, and I'm just about to forget the train window girl that wonderful day we met. She smiles through smoke from my cigarette. it's raining today. But once there was summer and you and dark little rooms and sleeping late afternoons, those moments descend on my windowpane. I've hung around too long listening to the old landlady's hard luck stories. You out of me, me out of you, we go like lovers to replace the empty space. Repeat our dreams to someone new. It's raining today, and I watch the cellophane streets. No hang-ups for me. Cause hang-ups need company. The street corner girl's a cold trembling leaf. It's raining today. It's raining today.
Remarkable. Remarkable, yeah. Strings. In case you're wondering, apparently the sound that was in my left ear, buzzing away like tinnitus, is actually an orchestra. Is that right?
Yeah, strings. I think it's probably quite a big group of strings.
I'd say it's a lot of probably violins.
Yeah.
Wow.
Playing that trills, scrubbing or effect, or trills, or just long-held notes, yeah, or something.
Yeah, with a lot of vibrato.
Do you know what it reminded me of? Do you know that track by Radiohead called How to Disappear Completely?
Mm-hmm.
There's a similar string effect they use on that, although because here it never quite resolves apart from that middle bit, does it?
Yeah, that's right.
It just holds on that dissonant.
Yeah, it's just like a drone, high drone, isn't it? Yeah.
It's quite a confusing track, I found that one.
Yeah, it was confusing. But it made me think of, I think there was quite a lot of crossover between artists who were interested in avant-garde music in the 60s and pop as well. And I think, you know, whoever did the string arrangement has probably been listening to Ligeti or had seen 2001. And listen to the soundtrack from that movie, or, you know, there's some kind of connection between those two extremes then.
But as we listened to it, you described it as like a 60s avant-garde piece of music trapped in a schmaltzy
pop song,
which is a really good description, I thought.
Yeah, and it made me think of David Sylvian, because I was going to try and bring a David Sylvian track.
Yeah, you were saying.
So I always thought later on in his career he started becoming more of a crooner, but also what was happening around him was more chaotic and improvised.
See, I've never been a big fan of Scott Walker because he's a bit of a crooner, and in my mind there's better crooners like Matt Munro, the singing bus driver. He had a better voice. But lyrically and production-wise, you can't knock Scott Walker, can you? It's just ambitious and a little bit
it's unusual.
Weirder. Unusual, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Anyway, here's some Matt Munro.
I was gonna be your doctor, but I could not find your heartbeat. Your blood may as well be running cold. I was gonna be your driver, taxi on your journey. I got lost on your long and winding road. But I never meant to hurt you, Johnny. I didn't mean to turn your yellows grey. But the chemicals inside my body were telling me to walk away. I was gonna be your painter, but I could not trace your outline. The shape your figure makes don't feel like home. I was gonna be your bartender, serve you sweet red wine. Your love drunk and I am stone cold sober. But I never meant to hurt you, Johnny. I didn't mean to turn your yellows grey. But the chemicals inside my body were telling me to walk away. They kept telling me that I shouldn't stay. I was gonna be your angel. No wings grew from my shoulders, no halo hanging over these red curls. Now I'm always gonna be your failure, a memory growing older. Forever be the lost and lonely girl. But I never meant to hurt you, Johnny. I didn't mean to turn your yellows grey. Oh, but the chemicals inside my body were telling me to walk away. They kept telling me that I shouldn't stay.
That, of course, isn't Matt Munro. That's Megan Henwood, who's living around the corner at the moment, I believe, from us. From her album was released last week, I think. And that's called Chemicals.
Megan Henwood is a gorgeous song. Just want to say that.
It is.
Absolutely beautiful song.
It's fab.
And
a masterpiece.
Jackie Oates on the fiddle.
Jackie's on it too. Megan and Jackie.
And it's funny you mention Megan Henwood and Jackie Oates, because they're going to be playing at the 10th anniversary concert, of which is celebrating 10 years of the Acoustic Ballroom.
When's that, Ben?
7th of November in the Corn Exchange in Wallingford. Tickets on sale via their website. Corn Exchange. Search for that. Corn Exchange at Wallingford. You can buy tickets.
In the interest of balance, other open mic night celebrations and 10th anniversaries are available.
But they're shit.
So what's this next track, Ben? Seesaw. It's called Ben Seesaw.
Seesaw.
Tell us about it.
Well, you know that young fella, Jamie XX, of the band The XX.
I've heard of him. I don't think he lives around here. But
no, I'm sorry to play a track by somebody that doesn't live in Wallingford. I apologise for that, everybody. So he released an album at the end of May, which I believe is his debut solo album. I think it's brilliant. This is
But what do you know?
But what do I know? Not much, clearly. Yeah, I know nothing.
No. You're a great judge of taste and music. And
you're a very supportive co-host, Tom. We do appreciate your continued support for our musical taste.
No.
Yeah, what do you know, Ben?
Yeah.
More than me was the answer there. I would have delivered. Okay, let's listen to Seesaw by Jamie XX. Is that his real name?
Yes. An extra bit on the end. So that's Seesaw off the new album by Jamie XX called In Colour. The vocalist, I've forgotten her name, but she's the singer from the XX. And I was quite drawn to that particular track, although I like the whole album. And in the sleeve notes, I saw that it's co-written and co-produced by one Kieran Hebden, otherwise known as Fortet, who I'm a massive fan of. So perhaps that's no coincidence, but I'd recommend that album. Although I know you're saying, Tom, you weren't maybe so keen on it.
No. I've only had one listen to it. I'll have to take my time, listen to it further. Mm. There's something about it that's quite, although that's brand new and everything, it sounds really like early trip hop or something. I think it's sort of Massive Attack. That kind of loop is almost like, what was that early single, Massive Attack?
Protection?
No, really old.
The Herbie Hancock riff?
No, going way back. Some like Sherrod. Anyway, ignore me. I should get some facts before I start talking.
Safe from harm or something, is it?
Nah.
Should we just keep guessing for the rest of the podcast?
It was really first single, maybe. But there's an old-fashioned, all I'm saying is there's a kind of old feeling about it, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think there's lots of nods to the past on this album. That's no bad thing as far as I'm concerned.
Was it Unfinished Symphony?
Yeah. I think that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Sorry. Right, yeah.
Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean? That
possibly,
loop, drum loops. Yeah.
Do you want to know an interesting bit of trivia about Fortet, whose real name is Kieran Hebden?
Yeah. We'd like to.
My mum used to work with his mum.
Right.
That's the end of that fact.
Did they discuss the oeuvre of Fortet during their...
No, well, I remember my mum saying to me years ago, this woman she works with, her son has a bit of a career as a DJ, musician. She wasn't sure who he was. And I realised it was Fortet that she was talking about.
And she never introduced him?
No, because he is a bit of a musical hero of mine. I think he's rather fantastic. But no.
Mm. That was good. I enjoyed that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The next song that we're going to play, Paul, has an interesting backstory now. You brought a CD with you.
Yeah, so I'll just go back a little bit further in that story. I was thinking about something to play on the podcast. I'd already got the Scott Walker through a slightly random Facebook comment. And I thought, you know what I'll do? In my office at work, I will find a CD that I haven't listened to for a very long time, and I'll listen to it in the car and select a track.
Right.
So I did that. I picked up this CD by LB called Pop Artificiel, which is a group of kind of covers, electronic covers. Listened to it in the car, thought, yeah, Silence is Golden. That's a great number, I think, by the Four Seasons originally.
Right.
So we could use that. And however, as happens in cars, things go awry. And I arrived tonight with the CD, thinking the CD case, only to open the CD case and find that I had now that's what I call Music 89 instead of LB's Pop Artificiel.
89.
Which is the kind of thing that, you know, happens in cars.
So what we've decided to do is play the similar track number.
Track 10, yeah.
Track 10 from the CD that was in the case.
Yeah.
So not necessarily the song you want, but it's...
Yeah. Listeners, this was not my idea.
You chose.
So this is a new section of the podcast called Podcast Roulette.
Yeah.
We have to look under the seats in our cars. And whatever CD we find first, we'll bring it in and play track 10.
That's an excellent plan.
Okay, we'll do that.
Let's see what we've got. Next month.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance, like the roof on fire. We gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out, like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Holy shit.
good plan, Tom.
So in case you're wondering what that was from the actual album was Now That's What I Call Music 89. That was Pitbull featuring John Ryan and a song of theirs called Fireball.
John Ryan, I've followed his career closely.
John Ryan.
Yeah.
I'd just like to apologise to Kevin for killing his podcast. Sorry.
But I do like the idea of CD Roulette.
CD Roulette will be a feature if we remember to have a feature.
If we remember that, yeah.
Let's play the song you're actually looking for. I've downloaded it since.
Sure, thanks, Tom.
Oh, by the way, Tom, you owe... No, Paul, you owe Tom 79p.
Yeah, and it is 79, not 99.
Yeah. Even Apple can't give it away. Here it is. Is this the album we're playing? Not Pitbull.
It's Pop Artificiel by LB. This is Silence is Golden. ¶¶
Well, holy shit. Again. Amazing.
So how do we think that compares with track 10 of Now That's What I Call Music 89?
They're both very commercial.
Mm. Yep. Which do you think would fare better in the, in the charts?
I think this goes towards my theory about music, how some music is art and some music is entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think we've explored both avenues very clearly here.
That's good.
One done as a means of expression and mm-hmm. communication, the other done as something to make money from.
Yeah, okay.
I'm putting that out there.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I've got nothing to say because I was trying to take a photo of us. I was trying to do a selfie.
But Tom, I don't know which way round you're thinking of those tracks. That's the thing that's confusing
me.
I agree that both things are true, but, you know. There's money to be made from all sorts of music.
Yeah. Is there, though? Is there any money to be made in music now?
There's no money to be made in music.
Not really.
Do you know what I'm just thinking here? We were going to get a friend of ours in who'd been to Glastonbury to give us a review of Glastonbury.
Mm.
And I forgot. Should I give him a ring?
Give him a call.
This is our friend Colin went to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Okay.
You two chat there or I'll try and get hold of him.
So this is going to be a live sort of...
Might be.
Live hookup.
Does he have an entertaining answer phone message?
I don't know. He might not even answer. Hello? Colin, it's Tom. We're doing the podcast. We forgot to invite you around. Can you give us a quick Glastonbury review? That you went to Glastonbury, I believe, this year.
Glastonbury experience was suitably incredible, as you know, many people believe Glastonbury is, and it just really is. It lives up to the hype. I've been four or five times, and I've been last year and this year, and it's just been amazing.
And any highlights? Any particular bands you enjoyed?
The highlights were, for me, the Chemical Brothers on the Sunday night on the other stage.
Right.
But, you know, if people were there that weren't necessarily into the Chemical Brothers or dance music even, and were having an amazing time. It's just such a good atmosphere. They had an amazing graphic sort of visual show behind them. But it was just the energy of the crowd was just ridiculous.
But more to the point, what were you wearing while you were watching the Chemical Brothers?
I was wearing a shell suit with a Scouse wig. And I had a moustache drawn on with eyeliner. And I think I had some glitter on my cheeks. Yeah.
And I
fitted in pretty well. Yeah.
And what about other bands? What did you wear to watch other bands in?
I went to see Enter Shikari, which are a kind of new metal.
Yeah, we're aware of Enter Shikari and their work, yes. But what were you wearing? Yeah.
And I was wearing the shell suit again and the Scouse wig and probably a clown nose on that one as well. And I didn't really fit in so well to that gig. That was a little bit more mosh pit, proper fans with the proper T-shirts.
Yeah.
I had a good time. I had a brilliant time. But it was just a bit surreal, that bit.
Any other interesting costumes over the week you were there?
My mate Ben, he was a tennis coach for one day, and he had like a perm, like a sort of bleached lady dye, sort of flicky wig, and then he wore lipstick for a couple of the days.
Of course.
A lot of lipstick.
Yeah.
And he's a very serious, quite heavily bearded man. The thing is, again, we didn't actually stick out that badly. It was kind of okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little taste of Glastonbury from our roving reporter and fashion expert, Colin. Thank you for that, Colin.
Thanks, Colin.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Colin.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
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 On my way to heaven, don't you want to go? I'm on my way to heaven, don't you want to go? On my way to heaven, don't you want to go? Yes, I want to go. Don't you wanna go? I got the keys to the kingdom. Don't you wanna go? I got the keys to the kingdom. Don't you wanna go? Yes, I want to go. Yes, I want to go. I'm going up to the holy city. Don't you want to go? Up to the holy city. Don't you want to go? Up to the holy city. Don't you want to go? Yes, I want to go.
What? A scuba plaque and a song called On My Way to Heaven, which is a Mike Scott song. I think the Waterboys might have done it.
But anyway. Right.
That's great. Cooper Black with Mr. Simon Stafford.
How do you know him, Ben?
He performs at the Acoustic Ballroom.
That's how I met him as well.
He's tremendous. So, yeah, that was really nice.
I like that,
nice,
yeah.
Nice to hear Simon on the podcast.
I think you'll find Cooper Black is a typeface.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's where the name comes from.
Wow.
That is correct. And I think his bandmate, Rod, is a graphic designer. So I guess that's why.
I think Simon himself is.
Is it, oh, Simon
is
well.
It a good typeface? Is it?
I can't imagine it right. No, I don't know.
It's probably it's quite a chunky one, I think.
A bit like Cooper Wingdings, Black. Is it?
No. I think it's cooler than Wingdings.
Oh.
Wingdings that one with that's just symbols instead
seems
of letters?
Seems to be, yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's a conspiracy. Because it's another
basically
about
that's another language.
It is, but there's some.
What's the conspiracy, Ben?
Oh, I can't remember. Some weird thing to do with 9/11. I can't remember, but check it out on the internet. I mean, it's really out there. It's on the outer fringes of
so if we
insanity.
Go, if we go and Google Wingdings conspiracy,
cool.
9/11.
Yeah,
all so our what, dreams will come true.
What is your favourite typeface, Ben?
I quite like Bauhaus 93.
Really?
Hattenschweiler, that's a good one.
Mm.
And Courier New.
Oh, Controversial.
Three of my favourites.
I'm just an old school Helvetica kind of guy.
Yeah, that's nice.
What about you, Paul?
Like a bit of Baskerville.
I knew it'd be something avant-garde.
Do you know what? I think real graphic designers hate this kind of conversation because it's like everyone now is a graphic designer. But back in the day, people really knew their shit.
And, yeah, but it'd be like, also though, it'd be like listening to kind of graphic designers talking about chords saying, yeah, I really like G major. Mm. It's a really great chord. It's got a B.
Exactly.
Sometimes a D.
Exactly.
So graphic designers are going to be listening and think, we're just taking the mic now.
Exactly, yeah.
Moving along.
Sure.
You've got a track here, Paul, from...
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because several months ago we had Nick Holton from the Oog with us, and which was great. And
special guest. Yeah.
One of the things I was really hoping we might be able to do on that podcast was play a track from the President's Sweetheart album, which some of us seem to possess.
It's available, but not for sale.
It's clearly not been released yet, and it's very good. But I thought, well, we can't play a track from it, but we could play the exit groove.
We can. Good
plan. And here it is.
Yeah, I should probably explain the buzzing noise is because it's been played on my battery-powered record player, which does buzz.
Of course.
Okay,
yeah, I think that's featured on the podcast some time ago.
Yeah, it was.
But it's a lovely appetizer for the forthcoming President's Sweetheart album once it's finally available to be heard.
Yeah, I mean, you may get to hear that as well as lots of fantastic songs.
And also another podcast feature. So we've got Podcast Roulette, the CD you find under the passenger seat in your in your car, and so this second new feature could be Guess the Exit Groove.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you play an exit groove and what album is it from?
Exactly. And you'd work on it based on how worn does it sound, how many times has the record been played, what's the thickness of vinyl, you might be able to tell from the different,
and you were just saying, static. Paul, you might pitch this to Radio 4 as a new half-hour show.
You could have, Alfred Bendel's interpretation of... Beethoven's Waldstein Sonata.
Who would you have? You couldn't have David Mitchell present it. Who would you have instead of David Mitchell? He's kind of tied up these days with every other panel show.
It's hard to know, isn't it? Who would you have?
I'd say James Naughtie from the Today programme.
Yeah. Good
he'd
call.
Be good.
Yeah.
What about John Elliot Gardner? Get someone in from that world.
Yeah, John Elliot Gardner would be a very good move, or Nicholas Harnoncourt or someone like that. Yeah.
I'm thinking it'd be on about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
Yeah. It's quite ambitious.
So if anyone from Radio 4 is listening, that's our pitch for what do we call the programme?
Guess the Exit Group.
Guess the Exit Group.
I'll say I'll only sell the format if they agree to broadcast it at 3 AM. 3 PM rather. 3 AM
on,
more
on
likely.
A Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. Yeah. Great.
Okay.
Music.
Nonsense.
They'll give us something. They'll give us so much to forget. Or enough for it to deal with it. They'll give us something. They'll give us so much to forget. Or your love again, you wrestled your nightmares, the sweat in your bed sheets. This is all of it. This is everything I'm wanting to forget. The winter sets in, it has a way of crystallizing the
bad times, the fevers, the heartaches. This is all of it, this is everyone I'm wanting to forget. They'll give us something, they'll give us so much to forget. All about from to they'll give us something, they'll give us so much to forget. All about from to deal.
Good ending, wasn't there, on that track?
Yeah, backwards demonic focus. Yeah. Who were we listening to there, Paul?
This is Ben's track, Tom.
Who were we listening to there, Ben?
Thanks, man.
I'm on top of it.
That was, the artist is called Twin Shadow, and the track is called Forget, as is the album, actually. It's a few years old now. It's 5 years old, that. I'm slightly embarrassed to tell you where I heard it, but...
Where'd you hear it?
I'm slightly embarrassed to tell you.
Oh, thanks. No, but that's what I need to know. I need to embarrass you further.
I was playing Grand Theft Auto on the PlayStation, and that came on the radio, that track, and I thought, oh, that's amazing. So I looked it up and downloaded it.
It is fantastic. There's a lot of really interesting sounds, a lot of detailed work.
It's there. Really good. Fantastic. The whole album's just, it's gorgeous. And it's very, very 80s electro, new wave, nothing wrong with that. But really good songwriting. It's great.
Yeah,
and it's on the soundtrack of Grand Theft Auto.
That's nothing to be ashamed of. Teenager.
Is that another feature we could have? Someone in the background playing GTA, and when a track comes on that they like, going, hey, guys, listen.
That's not a bad idea. Playing out of crappy TV speakers.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Good.
Well, three new features. That's amazing.
Put it sewn up for you, Tom.
We've got one more song to play. It doesn't look like Colin's going to ring us back to give us this review of Glastonbury. So next month, that's another feature to include, Colin's Glastonbury review. This is ongoing. Can we get Colin in each month?
Although we need to get him to sign the release form for earlier. Yeah, and if he doesn't, what I'm saying now won't make sense.
No. But we'll know. That's what matters.
Yeah.
So we'll see, or you'll hear us next month, if we haven't been snapped up by Radio 4 with our Guess the Exit Groove.
Which is likely. Show.
It's pretty likely.
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't it be called What's the Exit Groove? What's That Exit Groove?
Yeah, that's...
With a sort of Radio 4 jingle underneath.
That's
it.
That's right,
like,
yeah.
Brain of Britain or something.
Or we could call it Mornington Crescent. That's a good title for a show, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to end on Bella Sebastian.
Cool.
Ben, why did Paul choose this song?
Well, using my advanced mind-reading techniques, I should imagine that he found it under the seat of his car and presumed it was something else.
Yeah.
And brought it along by mistake.
That's correct.
You were looking for Philip Glass. Anything to say about it, or should we just play it?
Well, I don't know. I think their new album's interesting because it's got quite a big range from disco to things like this, which are a bit more lo-fi, to their kind of classic jangling pop. So I've been liking it. I've been listening to it a lot in the car. So no doubt one of my sons will be finally in there. Now that's what I call Music 90 CD case sometime soon.
Okay, then. Here's Ben Sebastian. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Paul. You're great.
Thanks,
I
Tom.
I love you both. It's been the highlight of my month so far.
Now I've got something in my eye. See you next month.
Bye. Bye.
Everybody's making plans for tomorrow. Some could turn to sun, but I want to take you back in time. I'll draw the line. And I would write a different story, a new final act. I don't need the drama, but I would never write you out.
Walking